Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs. Featuring the Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs. Tucson, Santa Fe, Sport and the 7-passenger Santa Fe, all with available rear cross traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free lift gate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front row seat in a brand new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
Just past 5 o'clock and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bears moving on from Matt Forte. He will not be offered a contract in 2016, ending the 30-year-old running back's career on the lakefront. Getting old is not fun.
In one word, it sucks. You know, it sucks when your craft and the thing you've worked so long to be good at. And it's almost like the old saying, like, when your mind finally catches on to what you're supposed to be doing, your body gives up.
That's Olin Krutz with Bernstein and Abatacola earlier this afternoon. You can hear the rest of that conversation on the web at 670thescore.com. Now, Forte ranks second behind Walter Payton in five categories, three of them including yards from scrimmage, pass receptions, and 100-yard rushing games. But the two-time Pro Bowler only reached the postseason one time in his eight seasons with the Bears. Jeremy Langford, now your heir apparent. Multiple reports say the Bears have added former Rutgers offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Ben McDaniels to the coaching staff. He is the younger brother of Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Bulls have the week off to figure things out. They're 27-25 heading into the All-Star break this weekend. They open the second half, though, with a tough slate, a back-to-back against Cleveland and Toronto Thursday and Friday. Pau Gasol is going to play in the All-Star game on Sunday, and tonight is the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge in Toronto. Blackhawks have dropped two straight, an awful first period last night against the Dallas Stars. They will host the Ducks tomorrow night. Victor Svedberg has been called up from Rockford. Cubs making a claim today for lefty reliever C.J. Reifenhauser, off waivers from the Orioles. He's been with the Rays in the past when Joe Maddon was there, in fact, 2 years ago. That would be C.J. Reifenhauser. Took me a few times.
What did you call him? Lenny Riefenstahl?
Who the hell is he?
I think that was Lou Grobstein that came in and did that update.
That was great.
Yeah.
It's not as good as what was the other thick Rick chocolate?
No, I said that right. We reviewed the tape. I got it right.
Oh, we did?
Okay. Clowns trying to lock me up with a...
Yeah, that's true. You'll take care of yourself. You don't need any help from us.
I'll get it. Yeah, don't worry. Okay. I'll find my way to screw it up at some point. All right.
Well, Maddie, you're a true pro, so...
Well, I just know where I fit in this whole scheme.
Darren Von Funkenhauser is signed
by the coach. Ragamonger is a rookie of the year, right? Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is going to be on tomorrow's edition of Inside the Clubhouse.
Hey, you got his name right.
There you go.
Good job.
It's Inside the Clubhouse. Got that name right, too.
There you go.
It's on the score. And this station, I got that right, too. All right, the scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. Maddie, you make me nervous.
He makes you nervous.
I'll stop staring at you.
Well, that's the problem. Those
there is a sexual tension between us. It's
kind of
awkward.
Been that way a while.
Yeah,
you know,
it's weird.
We don't want to talk about it.
Not on the air, at least.
All right. And you're listening to the new radio home for the Cubs. Stop staring at me. Really.
Sorry.
This is uncomfortable.
Okay.
It's really awkward. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's this station. Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
With pick number 44, Chicago has selected from Tulane running back Matt Forte.
I can run inside the tackles and run outside of the tackles also. You know, I have speed and power, so I think I'm very versatile as a runner.
Matt Forte has been brought here to be a workhorse running back. Crowd comes to its feet here in Indianapolis. Hand off Forte up the middle, blasting to the 40. Away at the 35. He's to the 20. Right to the 10. Outruns his man to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears! A 50-yard gallop, Matt Forte!
You get the same player each week, a steady player that can beat an opponent, whether he's catching the ball out of the backfield or running the ball.
Touchdown, Bears! Matt Forte, second of the day. One was a catch, this one a run.
Matt Forte will be the key to this offense. Atlanta knows it. He's the key to this.
Screening right to Forte. Makes a Falcon miss! He's got the sideline, and he is gone! 56-yard screen, Matt Forte!
He's that guy, you know, whenever you need a play made, you can call on him.
Forte, diving catch, touchdown, Bears!
He's the hardest working guy in the locker room. That is the number one reason why everybody respects
him. I can really say, no, he's a true professional. He's a workhorse every single day, consummate pro.
Boy, he is a pro. You know, I get to witness it day in and day out.
Forte, picking him up, laying him down on the 5 to the end zone, 68 yards, touchdown! Matt Forte, cut at the 30. Inside 25, makes another move at 15 to the 10, 5, end zone, touchdown Bears, Matt Forte, 32 yards of excellence.
Trent turns into a Kenyan on his feet, he's away at the 40, 53 yards for Matt Forte.
Matt Forte's 1,000 yards from scrimmage.
Chris Johnson, D'Angelo Williams, Adrian Peterson, Frank Gore, these are guys who aren't matching Matt Forte's numbers right now.
Matt Forte has just set the NFL record for most catches in a single season by a running back. Forte now over 7,000 career rushing yards.
Matt Forte!
64th all-time touchdown. Third on the list.
It's incredible, man. I'm going to tell my kids about this guy. I'm going to tell my grandkids about this guy.
Unbelievable teammate. Unbelievable friend. It would be weird not having him in there.
Great Bear for 8 years. Uncertain future now as he heads into his contract year.
And you say to yourself, why? Yeah. Why let this guy go? He's been so productive over the course of the season. He's a leader on and off the field.
He's a legend. He's somebody that should be in the same conversation with the greats. He's the best player I've ever played with.
The NFL is what have you done for me lately? You know, everybody is always looking for the next best thing. You know, that's the nature of the NFL, and I will play wherever I end up.
Boars and Bernstein.
Everything is terrible.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Fine work.
Yeah,
by
great stuff.
Chris Tannehill.
You'll have that on Twitter?
The sound engineer for the Boars and Bernstein show. I imagine that will be at Chris Tannehill via his SoundCloud if you want to relive the Matt Forte Bears career montage.
You know, and then hearing some of the comments, and I don't know if people speak in hyperboles, and they get to the extremes at times, and he's a legend, and he should be up there with the all-time greats. He was a really, really great player, and a really, really good player, and he quietly and just kind of calmly and consistently amassed the second best stats of any Bears running back behind Walter Payton. And it's just so interesting that it just, like, I look back on his 8 years and I go, really? Second? That's okay.
With the exception of the title, is he Bears Konerko? See, I think Konerko's probably a level better, but I'm trying to think of a guy who you know is really, really good, is in just that tier below Hall of Fame level.
I think that's a fair comparison. Because, I mean, you look at Frank, and Frank's obviously a Hall of Famer, and he's the best right-handed hitter I've ever watched play baseball.
The difference is Konerko has that World Series Grand Slam.
And
he has the moment.
Forte doesn't have the a Super Bowl championship.
Here's what you can have right now. This is a chance, listen up, to get a great last-minute Valentine's gift and save the day. We've done a lot of these. This is the last chance right now for you to be the Massage Envy MVP. Caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, will win a one-hour massage for your Valentine from Massage Envy, sponsored by Massage Envy. For more information on additional massage packages, visit massageenvy.com.
So earlier today, the news came out from Matt Forte that he was informed by the Bears that they would not pursue him in re-signing him to a new deal. So the Matt Forte era is over in Chicago. We'll take your reaction to it, 312-644-6767. If you have thoughts, you can also text us at 670-11. One real quick here, NFL story about Von Miller and his performance in the Super Bowl. Listen to these numbers. This is from Fox Sports. Prior to Super Bowl 50, he was already considered one of the best pass rushers in the league. His performance against the Panthers solidified that. Took a step further. In 72 regular season games, Miller has recorded 60 sacks.
Wow.
In 72 regular season games, 60 sacks, including the playoffs, he has 66.5 sacks in 79 starts.
That's a body of work.
Yet despite putting up eye-popping numbers, Miller says he doesn't trash talk to quarterbacks, most notably Tom Brady. And he explained to Charlie Rose why. He says some quarterbacks feed off that stuff. Tom Brady, if you start talking trash to him, he'll put 21 up on you so fast. So I try to do my job, get in and get out before they know what happened. Now listen to what he did in the Super Bowl. You saw it happen.
But in some ways, that's a criticism of Tom Brady. Because if he's able to with outside motivation like that, raise his game, one would say, why can't you do that all the time?
Right. Some guys do that, though. Miller executed the latter part to perfection against the Panthers. It took him an average of 2.97 seconds to sack Cam Newton. His quickest sack coming in just 2.3 seconds.
It's LT stuff.
That's insane.
It's Derek Thomas stuff.
And he was asked, Charlie Rose asked him if he could change positions and go down a different career path for whatever reason, what would it be? He says, I think I could help out on offense. I could play quarterback. He goes, I practice every day playing quarterback. I go through mannerisms. I go through the footwork. I watch Peyton. I got a great example. He goes, if I got the opportunity, I would love to play quarterback. I love winning, and whatever I can do to help my team win, that's what I'm going to do. But aren't those numbers are
that's,
insane.
That's really good. I'd like to put that side by side with J.J. Watt.
66.5 sacks in 79 starts.
And also, if you're just joining us, during transition, I mentioned that when I got the Forte news, I kind of wanted to get the lowdown from my trusted Bears source, who told me this was decided a long time ago. This was not something that they just came to. And if you actually look at how it happened and how much time there's been and what's been said, that it's obvious that that's the case. It's obvious that otherwise you keep an agent in the loop. And his agent, they would have been in contact with his agent saying, you know, let's see how pieces fall. We're going to see what contract we can offer. They did not want him back. So my next question was, all right, because this is such a solid and popular player, was it under consideration to at least put some sort of public offer out there to ameliorate any backlash? And the answer was no, that they saw what happened with Brian Urlacher when Phil Emery thought that was the right thing to do. And that was sort of a no good deed goes unpunished kind of situation. And Ryan Pace had no interest. He had no interest in, just for public consumption, feeling like he had to say, we offered him a deal, and then playing he said, she said, and saying, well, he didn't want to come back. That it was just easier to avoid that altogether and simply say that we're moving on. And I heard just during the break, there's Hub was doing a TV interview here as they're doing the story and wanted the opinion of our wise football sage. And he brought up something that I hadn't thought about yet, that this move by the Bears, rather than being cold and calculating, may be an admission that they're still further away.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to be 31, and maybe they think that maybe they're not looking at how he's going to be next year. Maybe they're thinking that next year it doesn't really matter anyway because they're still far enough away. That they're looking at when he would matter, when they think they're going to be good again, he will well have aged out of their window.
Yeah, you know, because when you look at all the needs that they have going into next season and, you know, injury concerns and questions about Alshon Jeffrey and what's Kevin White going to be like as a wide receiver in the NFL, you just don't know what they're going to be next year. And so that's a pretty good point. A couple other names here people suggested on texting. About Forte, you said the Konerko comparison, which I think is pretty good, except for the championship. Mark Grace, Harold Bain. Somebody had Ryan Sandberg, but Sandberg is he's a legit Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's one of the best ever.
Right, ever.
Harold Baines is a really good
name.
Yeah,
game. Baines and I thought Grace were
quiet,
both good.
Quiet, unassuming, steady, knew what you were getting all the time, just did his job.
Yeah, I thought Baines was really good. I thought Grace and Baines are both good names.
Yeah, Grace was a little, the personality is too big. He was too much of
yeah, Forte was never smoking cigs on the bench, was he?
Well, Grace wasn't doing it on the bench. He's doing a pack of Winston's in his locker.
Winston's too.
So it was his thing. I like the Baines comparison very much.
Not Sandberg. Sandberg's a legit, I mean, Hall of Famer. So
on the South Side, it's Mike. He's on the score.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Hall of very, very good. And I really appreciate Matt Forte. And it's sort of a shame that he got to this point in his career with this crossroads where now there was a capable backup. I mean, it would have been nice if they could have kept him around for this 1 year to help Langford just get a little bit more seasoning. But it is what it is. I mean, he's reached that age. The expiration date on his talent has sort of reached its peak. You know, it's going to be...
Well, it reached its peak here. And I don't think keeping him around helps Langford as much as it hurts him.
Yeah, you know what? I sort of disagree because I don't think Langford's ready. I think Langford's a good back.
If in a second year a guy's not ready to play for a team that they don't think apparently is going to make the playoffs, then you got a problem. Football, you're ready right damn now. This is not the way it used to be where you learn the ropes behind somebody. He's ready. He better be ready.
Well, I tell you right now, we gonna be in for some pretty bad football.
Well, that, I think the Bears might be telling you that.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be in for bad football because Matt Forte's not here.
This is true. Well, we'll see, Dan. We'll see.
You know, Texter
asked... No, we won't, really, because one, you can't decide that by what we see.
A Texter asked if he puts up the same kind of numbers in, like, the next 2 or 3 years, is he a Hall of Famer? I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
I don't think so. We read the comps. It's just...
Yeah, he's 38th right now on all-time leading rushers. I mean, he'll surpass Marshawn Lynch.
You know, there was a more interesting debate about Marshawn Lynch because his numbers are eerily similar to those of Earl Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, uncanny. It's like the same number of touchdowns, the same average yards.
And championships.
Everything is really strange. And Earl Campbell's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
And Earl Campbell never won a championship, but also had the highlight play, had the spectacular, and had the... So did Lynch has had spectacular, memorable, all-time plays. So that, I think, that's a tougher comp when you hold Lynch up side-by-side with Campbell.
The texter says Forte may be to the Bears what Konerko was to the White Sox, but he was much more to the NFL than Paulie was to baseball. What? Forte put up elite numbers?
No. No. And the thing, remember, the idea of the receptions, you don't want that record. You got that record because they nobody was open. That is a record that he should, if he's proud of it, he should thank a terrible offense. If you've got a fullback or a halfback, and Larry Centers was another guy, if you got guys catching that many passes, he was the only guy open. It's third option. It was indicative of how bad they were on offense. So, let's check it down to him again. And he runs around for 4 yards and somebody hits him. It wasn't that wasn't greatness.
And you asked about J.J. Watt in comparison to Von Miller. We said Von Miller in 79 starts, 66 and a half sacks. J.J. Watt in 80 games, 74 and a half sacks.
And this thought from via Twitter from Steve, who says, if the prevailing thought is what Hub was saying, that this is an indication that the Bears think they're further away than they planned on, that's another reason to try to move Martellus Bennett now and not keep him out of need. Yeah, I want to see if they do these things with some sort of consistency, because I had mentioned before that my expectation is for them to be a playoff team in year two. And if that's not the case, you have Jay Cutler, and you think that you're going to have a solid, if not really good, wide receiver core. So that's going to be a game that we're going to end up playing here, is how good do the Bears actually think they are?
And looking at Matt Forte and all-purpose yards, NFL all-time, 12,718. That's 73rd in league history.
Right. I mean, it's not an elite player.
Right.
He was a very, very, very good player, and his name's on a lot of Chicago Bears lists. We're Boers and Bernstein. That's Matt Abaticolo.
You know who's number one in all-purpose yards?
Number one. Now, all-purpose yards include return yards. I'm trying to think of some, but it's probably... It's not LaDainian Tomlinson.
He's seventh.
Seventh. It's not Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk is sixth.
So then you'd still have like Emmett Smith is probably...
Fourth.
And Randy Moss. Did he compile enough?
No.
Did Rice compile enough?
Jerry Rice is number one.
Okay.
23,546. Brian Mitchell, two.
Tim Brown.
Walter Payton, three. Emmett Smith, four. Tim Brown, five. He did good.
Okay. A lot of catches. I didn't know where his receiving yards would be.
Marshall Faulk, six. Tomlinson, seven. Steve Smith at eight. Barry Sanders, nine. And Herschel Walker, 10.
There you have it. We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
He wouldn't go at tacklers the way that, Walter Payton did. But a beautiful, beautiful running back to watch and incredibly productive in yards from scrimmage. And it's been a hell of a run for Matt Forte.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Almost exactly 40 years ago, a former Super Bowl hero and future Hall of Famer ended up in Los Angeles to play a final season with the Rams. He was a big name that Rams fans would come out to see for a team that needed help under center. History is repeating itself because back then it was Joe Namath, but he played in only four games for the Rams, threw just three touchdowns, five interceptions, and hung them up. And that feels like exactly what Peyton Manning would be replaying if he ends up in L.A. for one final season next year. We saw Peyton's arm strength. We saw that he doesn't trust his arm anymore. And we saw the DBs don't fear him. Yeah, you can hand off to Todd Gurley a bunch, but at some point, he's just not going to get through 16 full games, even with a good running game. So here's hoping Peyton doesn't try the L.A. story, because his story already has the perfect ending. I'm D.A.
The Federal Reserve has raised their rate, and mortgage rates will soon follow. Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. If your current mortgage rate is not in the threes, you are throwing money away. One easy phone call to my office could save you $200, $300, even $400 a month. That's a new car or a family vacation. Start the new year off right with a new lower mortgage payment. 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs featuring the Elantra.
Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs, Tucson, Santa Fe Sport, and the 7-passenger Santa Fe. All with available rear cross-traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free liftgate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front row seat in a brand new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Valentine's Day is this Sunday, so this year give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send a Bear Graham from Vermont Teddy Bear. Bear Graham gifts include a classically designed teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, a personalized card, and a gift box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Bear Graham to inspire smiles, make memories, or to break the ice. Check out the entire collection of more than 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. Feel undying love for her? Get the best-selling zombie bear. Are you drunk with love? The new Beer My Valentine Bear says it better than words. You can also feed her heart with the new Pizza My Heart Bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. All 15-inch bears are handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. Remember, Valentine's Day, it's this Sunday. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them The Score sent you.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Duck feet, only 69 cents. Yak milk treats, only $5.99. Save $2 on all frozen and all freeze-dried dog and cat food. Can you guess where this comes from? Of course you can. It's from Scott, who dreamed this sale up as part of Oak Park Natural Pets month-long Groundhog's Day celebration. Why duck feet? I actually asked that. Well, dogs love them, and they're great for their hips and their other joints. Why feed raw frozen dog food? Because it's never been heated. So all the amino acids and enzymes are still intact. Never fear if you're looking for an aquarium to house your African cichlids. Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish has got you covered. Whether it's a 10-gallon LED kit or a 110-gallon cherry combo, no worries. They're all on sale. So what better way to celebrate Groundhog's Day month? That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison. Oak Park Natural Pet, where you always find more fish.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Wednesday. Two broke girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Wednesday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With two broke girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Wednesday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I kind of felt it coming, unfortunately, but I felt my own, you know, end coming, and I've seen it, you know, along the years of other Chicago Bears players that maybe you don't consider them finished, but in terms of the budget of the entire team, where the team wants to go, not what you've done for me up until this point, but what can you do for me going, you know, going forward.
Yeah, that's all. And this was coming, and I think people knew it was coming. I think Forte knew that it was coming, and that it all would have felt very different had there been some sort of avenue to a re-signing here.
Right.
And it was not to be, and that's okay.
That was Tom Thayer with the Spiegel and Goff show earlier today. Here's a text. Matt Forte was never the fastest, strongest, or most elusive. He was an average to above average in all the categories. His best traits were durability, good hands for pass catching and blocking. Defenses were never forced to load the box against him, leaving more defenders in pass coverage. With the receivers covered, Cutler was forced to dump the ball off a lot. He could be suggested that Matt was the beneficiary of his own ineffectiveness as a running back.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. No, that actually makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Absolutely.
And Stonecutter says Forte is Derek Lee. Never the best player at his position, frequently at the bottom of the first tier, always really good at doing the ancillary things which helped his standing, good locker room guy, good community guy, hard worker.
Still a championship, though.
Says, of course, Lee won a title in Florida. Here is Mike in Lake Geneva. He's on the score. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
Okay, great.
You're such a jerk.
People just want to ask how you're doing. It doesn't take up hours of the show.
I know, I'm always fine.
Jeez.
It's just
sorry, Mike. I'm doing great. Don't ask Dan ever again.
Well, I'm being honest. I'm great. Everything's awesome.
Okay. I just heard you guys talking about Matt Forte and his likelihood of being Hall of Famer. And I'm looking at the numbers, and there was a great article in the Tribune today. The title was Matt Forte by the Numbers. And granted, he's only been in the league for 8 years.
Yeah.
But if you look at the numbers he's put up,
I have.
It's pretty astounding.
It's not astounding. It's very good.
It is astounding.
It's not. That's not what astounding numbers look like.
For example, Dan, since 2008, Forte's rookie
I
year.
Have the numbers. I know the numbers. I have them. I'm looking at what you're looking at. But that's not what astounding numbers are.
It's astounding for that amount of time. He, since 2008,
I have the numbers in front of me.
The league leader in yards from scrimmage, and second to him.
Yeah, I know, but it's just not astounding. He's put up very good numbers.
Hey, Mike, do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
No, not yet. But he's not done either.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we know the numbers.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Bears turning the corner on a franchise player as the team confirms today that Matt Forte will not be offered a contract for the 2016 season. That ends the running back's career on the lakefront. Forte ranks second behind Walter Payton in five categories for the Bears, including yards from scrimmage, pass receptions, and 100-yard rushing games. But the two-time Pro Bowler only reached the postseason one time in his eight seasons with the Bears. Jeremy Langford, now your starter as he becomes the heir apparent. Multiple reports say the Bears have added former Rutgers offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Ben McDaniels to the coaching staff. Yeah, he's the younger brother of Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Bulls have the week off to figure things out. They're 27-25 heading into the All-Star break this weekend. They open the second half, though, with a back-to-back against Cleveland and Toronto. Pau Gasol will play in the All-Star game on Sunday night. And tonight you have the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge in Toronto. Blackhawks have dropped two straight. An awful first period against the Stars last night. They'll host the Ducks tomorrow night at the United Center. Victor Svedberg has been called back up from Rockford. Baseball, a couple of moves for the Cubs today. They claim lefty reliever C.J. Reifenhauser off waivers from the Orioles. He was with the Rays 2 years ago with Joe Maddon. Edgar Olmos was DFA'd in order to make room. And the Cubs also make it official, signing Matt Merton to a minor league contract. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will be on tomorrow's edition of Inside the Clubhouse right here on 670 The Score. Come by Discount Tire this Friday and Saturday. That's today and tomorrow for incredible President's Day deals. Get Visa prepaid cards for up to $320 when you buy select tire and wheel packages with your Discount Tire credit card. Thank you, Discount Tire. Your low price journey starts here. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Matt Rodewald. DeBoers and Bernstein Show. Matt Abatacola is in today, and Terry will be out again next week. So Matt will be in with me Thursday and Friday. So that's both auto show
both
days.
Both auto show days, yep.
And Thursday's poker. So yep. I'll be cutting out a little early, letting you bring the big boat into harbor at that point. Thank you. And then I'm headed over to Montgomery Club. And if you haven't gotten your seat yet, get your seat for the poker event, because this is that time when people go, oh, yeah, poker, okay. And even... we just get this rush, and people say, oh, wait, there's seats left. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got to do that, or I'm going to bring my friend, and we've been planning on it. We haven't done it. Go to onestepcamp.org and make sure that you are vying for the World Series of Poker, and you are also, most importantly, helping Children's Oncology Services help kids with cancer and leukemia. So do check it out. If you have any questions about format, you have any questions about how this all works with rebuys and chip counts and everything that we do, just go to onestepcamp.org and it's all right there. It's also multiple times in my Twitter feed, and you can follow the tournament at Midwest Poker if you want to get information that way as well.
And if you don't play, it's a great night out for a spectator seat, and it's very affordable. You donate and you help kids with cancer, and you get some great booze and some great food. It's a great atmosphere just to hang out at. Sam Smith on his Twitter about Jimmy Butler, he said that Butler said he did hear a pop in his knee. Quote, something did, but luckily they said it was a capsule around my knee. I don't know. I'm not the doctor. End quote.
A capsule around the knee popped?
Yeah. What does that mean, doctor?
I have no idea.
Okay. Something did. And he said, as far as a pop, something did, but luckily they said it was capsule around my knee. I don't know. I'm not the doctor.
Okay.
I think anything popping in the knee is not good as far as I'm concerned. I'm not a doctor either.
Yeah, but he was day to day, and then they looked at it again and said 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, because he said that he shouldn't have played the last game he played, and he was stubborn about it. It just doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever.
Here's Darren in Iowa. He's taking up the entire state. He's on the score.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, fine. Okay, let's talk about Matt Forte a little bit, and I'm going to hang up.
Nice.
As far as Matt Forte, I'm going to miss him, but I think he was a great player in Chicago, but I think it's time for Jeremy Langford now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he was great.
Well, he was okay.
He was better than okay. He was.
He wasn't okay. He wasn't great. I agree, 100%. He was not great.
You said great.
But I think he did what he did in Chicago was okay.
It was better though. It was better. Now, it was way better than okay though.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Into the corn he goes.
I just Googled knee. Capsule?
Yeah.
The knee joint capsule is the structure surrounding the knee made up of ligaments, bone, and fluid-filled cavities. It allows the knee to have full flexion and bending motion due to the folds within the capsule.
So that popped?
The joint capsule is made up of the patella, the kneecap, which is within the anterior of the capsule, the tibia, and the femur.
Right. It's called, it basically describing the knee.
Right. So something in his knee popped. So that's not good.
Who knows? Maybe it was just an old adhesion or something.
Yeah, maybe. That's been in but there. 3 to 4 weeks. Hopefully sooner. Would you want it to be sooner, Jimmy? And if so, how soon?
That's what he was asked. Is it 3 to 4 weeks? Would you like it to be sooner?
No. I'd like it to be longer.
No, I'd like it to be longer. And by the way, Fred Hoiberg sucks.
Right.
Did I mention Fred Hoiberg sucks?
Oh, here's more from Sam Smith on Jimmy Butler. Quote, we rely too much on offense. With your matchup, stop your guy from scoring.
That's what he kept saying. We rely too much on offense.
Great. Oh, man, that game the other night was awful.
Don't think about it. I try not to think about it,
but I'm telling you, have you seen the Cameron Bairstow Vine?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, you've got to see this. We talked about it yesterday. I had Ranji was in stitches watching this thing. Find the Vine. It says Cameron Bairstow is active. Because you remember the Shea McClellan one for the first Packer game?
Yes.
When he makes like five different mistakes on the same play and he's spinning around like a top. If you do nothing else before this weekend, find the Vine of Cameron Bairstow being supposedly quote unquote active.
I'll find it.
Yeah, do that during the break if you're in front of a computer, because you need the laugh going into the weekend. The Boers and Bernstein Show on the Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Avant. There is a company, finally, that gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000, and you never have to step foot in a branch of a bank. And you're not running around gathering tons of documents and notarizing things and going through all your stuff. You just go to AvantOffer.com and you check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. You complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See it for yourself. Go to AvantOffer.com, and you can check out just how convenient this kind of borrowing is. And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Applying aromatherapy oils to your temples can put you in a state of relaxation like the one you're in right now. At AutoZone, we know a thing or two about oil. It's why we offer free oil recycling at every location. Tap or click the banner for a store near you. And when you bring us your old oil, you'll experience a sense of well-being. But don't apply it to your temples. AutoZone. Just relax and bring your oil to us. Service available in store only. See store for details and restrictions.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th, U.S. only.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-233-2255. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
Teams that play home games in windy and clement conditions are going to be leery of his Grossman-esque, ferret-like hands.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Stacy.
Hello, friend.
She's heard hundreds of David's ads, but wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Plainfield. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by David before talking with a realtor is like sunbathing at the equator without suntan lotion. David answered Stacy's questions, pre-qualified her to purchase a home, and introduced her to Ron Wexler, his radio show's realtor in Plainfield, to purchase a home. Purchasing a home can be overwhelming, but it won't be if you call David first. David can pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to his team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. If you are purchasing a home and you want to work with a team of real estate experts that'll always look out for your financial best interest, call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois residential mortgage licensee 4358 and MLS 1918.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've been waiting for. The annual Chicago Auto Show. Come see why, once again, Hyundai is stealing the spotlight with its incredible lineup of cars and SUVs. Featuring the Elantra, the compact that's packed with available technology like touchscreen navigation and remote start from your phone. And the Sonata with available lane departure warning and hands-free smart trunk. Plus, the all-star lineup of Hyundai SUVs. Tucson, Santa Fe Sport, and the 7-passenger Santa Fe, all with available rear cross-traffic alert, blind spot detection, and hands-free liftgate. And of course, every new Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. Head to the Chicago Auto Show and grab a front-row seat in a brand-new Hyundai, or learn more at buyhyundai.com. Right now, get $500 Auto Show bonus cash and lease the 2016 Sonata for just $155 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585. For details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. See, normally we'd say hello to Hub Arkish here because Hub is going to be hosting the evening show. I know he's got Greg Gabriel coming up to talk about Matt Forte. Hub will be on 6 to 10 before Joe Ostrowski takes over 10 to 1. But see, what Hub is doing right now is what he often does when he's going down to the pizza place right down here to grab a bunch of pizzas.
Hello.
He likes to eat pizza. Hope he's feeling better.
He gives it to his producers.
Well, he eats also, though.
He said he's feeling 80%.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know which 80%, but 80% of him is feeling better.
Because Hub at 80% is better than most people at 100%.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, yeah. I saw him working over there talking to the TV folks. Because it was great because they said, you know, McCaffrey came in here and said, oh, next break, they want to talk to you about Matt Forte.
And then they saw Hub in the hallway and they were like,
screw
Bernstein.
Well, that's what I said. He walked, they were over.
McCaffrey upsold to the Hub Arkish.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, actually, Hub's over there. You don't have to worry about these guys here. Hub's back there, so if you want to get him.
I'm glad he did because, you know, Hub wasn't busy and we were. So it works out fine. It's just anytime they have TV people here, my biggest pet peeve over the years in 17 years of doing this show is when they show up and there's some story and the first question is always, so what are your callers saying? Like, why don't you listen? So you come all the way over here and you put a camera in my face to ask me what our callers are idiots. Like, why do you care?
Our callers have said that they were dating a hooker and they dressed up in a gorilla suit and walked in on her with it.
And they're in Iowa and they'll hang up.
We did them a solid and sent them like an air check of one of our segments with callers in it. Oh, so the first thing they're going to hear is Matt Acola.
that guy.
My guy,
so they
Jerry.
Got some good stuff there.
It's my guy Jerry downtown. Maricola. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to every time in 72 years I've been in this city, Maricola.
That's my buddy.
I know. I like picturing him.
How do you picture him?
White. Oddly okay. enough.
Oh,
it, just, it makes it makes it more fun that way. But they it's just every time so I've gotten to the point where I say, look, you can ask me anything, or just don't ask me what the callers are saying. Because they can actually just listen. We have podcasts. You can go and write down. You can have an intern.
Oh, we take the callers out of the podcast.
You can have, actually have an intern for whoever you are. Listen to all of it, and then they can catalog every single word our callers are saying.
Right.
It's really, you don't need to make the trip. I'm happy to give you an opinion if you want to have, you know, have the camera here to ask my opinion of what's going on.
What are your callers saying?
Well, actually, one guy didn't know he was on the air.
Right. They're saying, am I on? Hello? Yeah, hello? Am I on? Did I win?
What are your callers saying? Well, they're asking me how I'm doing, and I hate them for it.
They're asking me how I'm doing, and then they're asking if they won whatever right. we were giving away on the contest line. And they also wanted to call to say they think we suck.
All right.
I'll pass it along. Put you right up. You tell those guys they suck. Okay. Yes. We'll get right on with that. Thank you.
But I think overall, looking at what the news of the day was, I think Bears fans handle it very well. Few yeah. you know, minor exceptions here and there, but I think it was right on target as far as Matt Forte. And I think Bears fans show that they get it. They know what's going on.
I think Bears fans are paying attention. I think Bears fans were aware that all signs were pointing to this, that as things went on, that as every little bit of experience that we have in reading some of these tea leaves, I know it's a new GM who rarely pops up and shows his face. He's not a talkative GM, but you know, players talk amongst themselves, and through any number of Twitter rumors and reports, this wasn't something that looked like it was going to happen. It's completely understandable. And I thought from what I heard Hub say during his television interview, as Hub joins us now in Sports Radio 670, The Score, that I think that the point that you made about maybe it's an indication about where the Bears think they are.
I think they're taking a realistic view of this thing. This is not a team that at the end of the season, you know, we kept hearing, oh, a couple plays here, a couple plays there. That's true when you look at those games, but you don't know. I don't think that was the same Denver team they saw at 17-15 that we saw last Sunday. I think they know they've got work to do. And I think to invest in Matt Forte more than you want to pay for a 30-year-old running back to be 7-9 or 8-8 or 6-10 again doesn't make sense. And you don't develop Jeremy Langford that way. Now, they do have to find another running back. I just don't believe that Kadeem Carey is part of a two running back duo, and you got to have two. But look around the league, guys. They're not that hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most stunning example to me is the Chiefs. The Bears go in there. They knock Jamaal Charles out for the season, and they're 1-5. And then with Chikandrick West and Spencer Ware, they win 11 games in a row. So I'm guessing that that's the way the Bears are approaching it. And it's sad. I'd like to see Matt Forte get to stick around. He's obviously disappointed. You know, he wanted to stay in Chicago.
But he knew. He was like, his agent knows if the phone's ringing or not, if there's any talks going on. And these things take a long time. It's not like they told him, hey, hang in there. This still might be possible. They didn't.
No, I'm sure he sensed what was coming. And I got to be honest, I think it's best for him. I will be stunned if he doesn't get a call from the New England Patriots. And he'll be in the Super Bowl next year if he does, because he's exactly what they were missing. You know, there's a few other teams. He's going to get a chance to pick now, not any team in the league, but there's going to be other teams that are interested.
Seahawks, Packers?
Well, the Seahawks like Thomas Rawls. Packers is an interesting one, though. You know, you just don't know. They want Eddie Lacy to lose 30 pounds, and I don't know if Eddie Lacy's going to lose 30 pounds, so we'll see what happens. But on one hand, it's too bad. You know, you hate to see the guy go, but it's the reality of this business, and people need to understand that.
Yeah, I just like the fact that the front office made a decision. They were decisive about it, and they told him, this is what we're doing, just cut ties, and they move forward with it. There was no ambiguity or indecisiveness from what they wanted to do or being concerned with, you know, public appearances either.
Well, there was no way to spin it positive. I mean, this wasn't, we're going to make everybody happy. They were going to get together and hold a press conference and say, they're not signing me, I'm leaving. So I think they did the only thing they could. They did the best thing they could. And, well, not the only thing they could, but once they'd made their decision, right. They did the only thing they could. And I just think that it's going to be really interesting now because they do have a need at running back. It's a position they did not have a need at if they had re-signed him. Now you've got a need in another area, and you're already looking at four or five other significant needs.
Hub's got a lot coming up, including a conversation with Greg Gabriel. Some insider stuff on Matt Forte should be great. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. We thank Dan Pompey. We thank Olin Krutz. We thank our participants in Wild at Heart, but especially the guy who was dressed up in a gorilla suit when he found out his girlfriend was a hooker, because that's just an absolute all-timer. Our producers today were James Woodard.
The mentality of this offense, which I was proud of, is, you know, nobody had that stupid look on their face.
Chris Tannehill.
No sacks, though, allowed by the Steelers. What are you looking for here in the second half? Ball's going to be kicked here to Seattle to start.
Well, you know, a couple things. First off, Ben Roethlisberger sleepless in Seattle. He is not. So, movie reference. But I think the story.
And thanks for everybody listening, emailing, sexting, and all they do, Maddie. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Look forward to Thursday and Friday. You'll be sitting in next week at the Auto Show.
Yes, I will.
All right, Hub is coming up. Have a lovely weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
Oscar Wilde, when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young, the fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Build a better bathroom today with help from Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need during the Kohler Dream Bathroom event. So hurry into your neighborhood store to get 10 to 15% off select Kohler and Sterling bath products that are sure to transform any bathroom. Don't miss out on all of the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Selection varies by store. Valid February 11th through March 13th. U.S. only.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey guys, Jason here. Don't be that guy who falls short on Valentine's Day. Let's show the women in our lives how much we appreciate them. My lady loves her shoes, and lately she can't stop talking about mjemmy.com. This is a new brand that hand-makes luxury shoes in the very same factories as the other European luxury brands, but sells them online for half the price. Mjemmy has the 100% foolproof Valentine's Day gift. Give her shoes she'll go crazy for, and let her pick out what she wants. They take gift cards to the next level. Guys, go to mgemi.com today, and use promo code SCORE at checkout to get 15% off. That's mgemi.com, promo code SCORE.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want.